There is something so amazing that happens when you know that you know that God is with you, right? But we don't always know that. Let's be real with each other. In everyday life, we don't always feel the presence of God. But in this video, I'm going to share a key verse that can help us to really get into that place where when we don't feel Him, we can just slip into this place and we will. Hi there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg of AccomplishYourPurpose.com, where we love helping you to discover and accomplish the purpose that God created you for. Come across and visit us. There are lots of freebies there for you to take advantage of. We love to be able to give the fundamentals of how you can start on this journey to really unpacking the beauty that's you. And then like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell so that we can hang out every week. And then share it with your friends too. Let's send good news around the world, right? So there is a beautiful set of verses that I can't even remember that were highlighted to me a couple of years ago. And it's where it highlights the difference between when we do life on autopilot, right? Because we all know how to get up and brush our teeth and make breakfast and go to work and take the kids to school, whatever we're doing, right? We know how to do things just on autopilot. But there is an invitation from God to do our everyday life with Him, not just on autopilot, but aware of God, aware of His goodness, aware of His promises, aware of Him when things happen that make us wobbly or make us angry. There's this beautiful invitation to not just do life by ourselves, but to do life so connected to Him that we're aware of Him in the everyday things of life, right? And so let's just be honest with each other. That can be really hard when you've got a to-do list that you've got to finish, or you've got to be somewhere on time. Or, you know, there are things in life that can distract us from actually just staying connected to Him. So this is a beautiful set of verses, and it's Moses talking when he and the children of Israel were getting out of Egypt and in the desert, right? And he was talking to God about going forward into the plans of God, right? And he says, it's Exodus 33, 14 to 16. It says, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, but Lord, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. Because how will anyone know that you are pleased with us and your people unless you go with us? So there's so much beauty in those couple of verses. First of all, there's this promise. I mean, it's not even up to us. Thank God, it's not even up to us to be this one that connects us to God's presence. He says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest, right? This is the promise of God. This is an Old Testament verse, but in the New Testament, God promises us that this is what Jesus paid for. This is the Holy Spirit who is with us all the time. So His promise to us is that I'm always with you. I'm gonna go with you wherever you go. So when God promises that something, we can stand on it, right? It is sure and it is good, and we can take that to the bank. We can stand on it. So if God promises that He will be with us all the time, then the next step of that is, okay, Lord, how can I be aware of you? And Moses just does this so beautifully from his heart. He's not doing it to get anything. He's not doing it for no other selfish reason or something about him, right? He's going, but God, if your presence isn't going with us, don't send us, right? He was so determined and dependent on the presence of God that he was like, if you're not going with us, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm not going then, right? What if that was us? What if we got to be in that place of such dependence on God and such absolute delight in Him going with us that we could say, God, I'm not going into this day without you. I do not want to do this autopilot anymore. I have to go with you. And just, I mean, can you imagine the delight on God's heart when we say to Him, God, I will not do today alone. I am so asking you for help, to remind me that you're with me, to show me what that looks like, because I do not want to go into today without you. And the beautiful result of that is what it says in the last pieces of those verses, so that people will know that God is with us. And the beauty of the gospel is that God is with them too, if they choose. Every one of us have a choice to do this every day. We can choose to go on autopilot, or we can choose to go into it with Him. And then we know that during the day, right, all sorts of things happen. And suddenly we can find ourselves going, oh, I haven't thought about God. Or why didn't I ask God about that? Or wow, now I'm coming to God when the poop's hitting the fan and things are bad, right? But you know what? God is so kind and so intentionally wants to walk through the day with us that he'll take it. He knows that we're learning. He knows that we're growing in this. Everything takes a time to learn, right? It to become our normal. And so what if instead of beating ourselves up during the pieces of the day where we don't feel connected to him, we just take that as a trigger to remind us to get reconnected, right? So if you're going through your day and you don't think of somebody, and then suddenly you get a text message going, hey, how are you doing? And you go, they're thinking about me. Okay, let me respond to them. It's exactly the same with God. He gives us these little prompts throughout the day to help us to remember to be connected to him. And so what that can practically look like is, if you're in the line to pick up the kids, right? It's just stopping a moment and saying to your brain, okay, stop thinking about the to-do list, and you just lift your head up. And like you're putting your face up towards your dad. And sometimes I'll just open my hands like this, like I'm asking him to pick me up and hug me, right? It's just momentary things. Like if you can't lift up your arms and do that, you can just close your eyes for a moment and go, oh, thank you, Jesus. That gratitude, just those couple of words, just saying, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here. Thank you, God, that you're my dad. It resets us. It brings us back into that connection, and it's established again. You can look at something beautiful, something that reminds you of beauty, like a sunset or nature. And you can even do this on purpose, like put a picture of something that you love on the visor of your car, or put it in your purse or in your briefcase or in your pocket, wherever you're going, like tuck it under your hat if you wear a hat. All sorts of little things just to help you to get re-centered and re-grounded in God, right? It can be a favorite verse or scripture that you put on your mirror in the morning when you're getting ready for the day. It can be something that you put on your kitchen counter, right? Put the sticky note on your microwave so that you see. There's just all of these super practical ways to prompt ourselves to just stop, take a moment, and reconnect to God. Thank you, God. You've got this and you've got me. Thank you, God, that I do not need to be afraid. And this is where the beauty is, that the Holy Spirit will start to bring scriptures back to your memory, right? It's like, yeah, Lord, I'm feeling afraid at the moment, but I do not have a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. So thank you, Lord. I'm going to stop thinking that fearful thought, and I'm going to go ahead and think this powerful thought instead, because that's who you've made me to be. And you're with me. My dad's with me. All right? Beautiful, beautiful ways to just be connected, like Moses was going, Lord, I will not go into this day without you, right? Because you promised that you'll be with me. So help me to be connected, to be aware of you, and then to actually sit with you for a moment and let you talk to me about the solution to what I'm going through, or a reminder that I don't have to be in fear. All of these beautiful ways that God just goes, click. Okay, we're connected again, right? So come across and visit us at accomplishyourpurpose.com. We have some beautiful freebies there for you to be able to help you to discover and accomplish your purpose. It's a beautiful way to just start this whole process of what we've been talking about in this video, of like starting this process of being aware of how God created you, what he's called you to do, and how you get to walk that out every single day. Because purpose is not this long, lofty thing that we get to do in the future. It's how we walk it out with him every single day. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept? Bless you, bless you, bless you. And I'll see you next time.